Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play ESPN New York 98.7.
Hey Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
Two pairs of legends will meet on the course to help raise money for COVID-19 relief, and that will be on TNT at 3 o'clock. Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Now, those are the pairs of legends, but there's a legend that's going to be doing the play-by-play for this event. That's Brian Anderson. Brian, is that just the way you wrote it for me?
My God. See, you say things like that, and you just totally ruin your credibility, Michael. Come on, man.
He does so many other things that do that.
Group of alpha dogs here.
So are you excited about this? I mean, obviously, I told everybody you're the Brewer announcer, which they know, and so you're missing baseball. But this is a pretty big gig on Sunday. A lot of people in this country are going to be watching this.
Well, I'm definitely missing the Brewers Yankees this year at Miller Park. That was something we were all looking forward to. I am excited. I'm nervous. You know, anytime you go into an event like this, I haven't really been on the air since an NBA on TNT game, March 10th. You know, I've done a few interviews and whatnot, but not doing what we normally do. So I hope I remember how to do all this. I got to get all my golf words back. Honestly, for this event, we have more announcers than we do competitors. So the real key for me, being the low man on the totem pole here and kind of the quarterback to get in and out of breaks and whatnot, is to not be noticed. And if I can get through this event, and like a referee, people don't know who I am or know my name, I'll have done a really good job, because all the players are going to be mic'd. We got Barkley in the booth. We got a Masters champion and Trevor Immelman in the booth. Justin Thomas is one of our on-course announcers. He's a member at Medalist. We just saw him. He's jacked up, ready to go. We got a lot of high-profile people here, so I'm just I got to make sure I just get the sponsors right and all the charitable things that we're doing. Make sure we hit that tote board. It's going to feel a lot like a Jerry Lewis telethon for a little while.
Well, I was going to say, Brian, is that like sort of the sense you're getting of the vibe show-wise? Is sort of you just kind of tossing back to Barkley, to Justin, just keep moving around and then go to the guys who are mic'd up, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, that's the idea. I'm putting the pressure on them, though. The competitors, I think the dynamic already is better than anything we've seen. I've done a lot of made-for-TV golf events back in my Golf Channel days, and, you know, they were always mic'd, but there's two different elements to this. Number one is they'll have earpieces, so we call them IFBs, you know, in the business, and they'll be able to listen as long as they want. Certainly Manning and Brady are very comfortable with earpieces, you know, sound in their ears while they're performing with their helmets on all those years. Phil says he's going to keep his earpiece in. Tiger would be the wild card. I'm not sure if he'll want to keep the earpiece in listening to Barkley, but basically the show will be available for them to listen to at any point and interact. So that's going to really open things up and not be these separate windows where we're trying to dodge their commentary with ours. If, you know, and for me, going to break and getting promos in and setting up the holes and whatnot. So that'll make it a really good mix. We also, because they're going to be in golf carts, no caddies, we've got this awesome NASCAR rig set up for all of these golf carts. I just saw the carts. They're all, like, totally vibed out with logos. And I really like Peyton Manning's card, man. It is sweet. So they've all got these custom carts that I think they're going to auction afterwards, would be my guess. But they've got four cameras in each of those carts, and it's a straight NASCAR rig. So you're going to be able to see, you know, the driver cam, their robo cameras. So I love that. That's never been seen in golf before. And we're going to be able to communicate with them through the earpieces in their carts, and they're going to be able to communicate with each other. So I love that. Hopefully we can get them to race on one hole, maybe swap some paint going down a fairway in those golf cars.
Brian, is this your first time venturing out during the pandemic, and how does that feel?
Yes, it is, and it's weird. It's honestly, it's strange when we're trying to get into our normal, you know, in golf, the compound mode, which is not, it's very scaled down. There's, you know, I mean, I don't even, probably a tenth of what we would normally have in a regular golf event. We'll have enough equipment, we'll have enough to pull it off, but everybody's keeping their distance, and there's been, you know, you're wearing face masks in the compound, and so I feel good about that. We have our temperatures checked every time we show up. So, you know, they're being very diligent about safety, and I feel comfortable. My wife has an autoimmune disease. I was skeptical in the beginning about how this is going to be pulled off, but once they kind of laid out the protocol, I felt good about it. I actually handed it over to a good friend of mine who's the head of infectious disease at four hospitals in Milwaukee, and he felt great about it. And once I got his clearance, I was good to go. So we've all been tested, and it is strange to be on location and to be calling a sporting event, for sure.
Talking with Brian Anderson, he's the Turner Sports play-by-play announcer for the Match Champions for Charity coming up this Sunday at 3 p.m. on TNT. So I read a story by Mark Canizero on the Post today, and he essentially said that Phil really, really gets pumped up for this sort of stuff, and so would Brady, so would Manning, more so than Tiger and Brady. Would you agree with that assessment?
I mean, I think, you know, Phil, we just saw him. He's out there playing right now with Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay and Tom Brady. He's like, he's fired up on life. I mean, everything he is involved in, he's fired up about. I listened to him do a podcast for Callaway Golf, and he's just as fired up on his the clubs that are in his bag. So he's, I think that's just his way. He loves doing stuff like this. You know, he's going to be 50 later this year or this summer, and actually next month. So, you know, he's definitely tweaking his game and wants to see where he stands. And, you know, he knows he can be competitive still, and is planning on staying competitive for a long time. He's keeping himself in great shape. So I think the Phil Manning dynamic is going to be really entertaining. Manning pulls the best out of Tiger. Those two have played a lot of golf together in pro-ams and social golf. And, you know, like, Manning is world-class trash talker, man. He's so all shucks, you know. He is awesome. He's funny, too. And so I think that's going to be a really good dynamic. And Tom's been pretty funny himself. You know, he's getting ready for a season, so he's not been playing a lot of golf, but it's a really big, hard golf course. It's going to be windy. It's going to be tough on these amateurs, man. They're going to have, they're not going to probably count every shot because they'll be able to pick up in a better ball scenario, but, you know, in a normal day, they both have a tough time breaking 90 on this golf course from where they're going to be playing it.
Do you agree with the sentiment that Brady might be the most likely of the group to get legitimately mad if he doesn't play well?
Yeah, I do. I think, I don't know, man. There's this dynamic of Tiger being on his home course that I'm really curious to see. You know, remember, he plays and practices there all the time. These are his people. This is his group. There's a ton of high-level tour players that play out of Medalist Golf Club. So that's not something Tiger wants to have to deal with. So I don't know. I'm kind of halfway thinking Tiger might be worth a few snaps if it's not going his way. But I don't know. We're ready for anything. I hope somebody snaps. That makes it really fun.
I'll tell you what. I think all of us agree. I think you guys are going to get a lot of people that are watching because there's just not a lot of live sports on. And this is something that will be interesting for people. The names are big. And obviously, they're hoping to raise about, what, $10, $11 million for COVID-19 relief. So all good. And I'll be tuning in at 3 o'clock, Brian. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but, you know, I'm very judgmental.
My legendary. Should I introduce myself the way you introduced me when
yes.
I hit the air with
yes.
Charles?
Yes, I think you should
because
you got all those alpha guys,
Michael,
as you said.
Michael K. said so.
Listen, I'll voice it over if you want. If you want me to, like, intone with that, I will. Yeah.
Now, I wonder
you
also,
totally
though, Brian,
hand it off to me.
Do you think, have you gotten the sense that also things were learned from the last time out of how to make this entertaining? Because I watched the entire thing last time, and I feel like I was among the few between sort of the confusion about how to log on. This will obviously be much easier. It's going to be everywhere on TV, etc. But do you think also just in terms of the style of the TV event, they will have learned from last time?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, and that's kind of, I mean, my years with Turner, and I'm going on 13 seasons with Turner Sports, they always do that. Like, that's what I love about them. You know, they're free to admit when we need to tweak. And the first piece of that is A, taking away the financial component, you know, that there's going to be a ton of money, but that's kind of in its own compartment, and it's going to charity, and it's going to be somewhere between 10 and 12, 13 million dollars. I mean, that's significant. Mm. And I think with all these other challenges that are going on, you take that away, because Phil even admitted he and Tiger both clammed up on the back nine in the first match, and, you know, they're playing for a lot of money there, so they were grinding. Adding the quarterbacks changes all of that. And so you take away these guys could have played for the $10 million. It was their purse to have, but they all decided they would, you know, send that to COVID relief, and there's going to be four main charities and all the other charities that these guys are involved with. So good on them. I think that totally kind of cleans that up and makes it a fun entertainment kind of deal that these guys aren't going to want to be embarrassed either. But, I mean, everybody's going to have some yucks out there, and there'll be times when they bear down and they're going to, you know, have to make shots. But I like the whole picture. Adding the earpieces is another huge one. Just being able to interact more is probably, you know, one of the three big pieces that the changes that are going to make it better, I think.
Well, I hope that you work hard and get Barkley to give an opinion, because I know that's difficult. And we will be watching. It should be fun. And most of all, stay safe, Brian. And I hope to see you soon on the baseball end.
Yes, sir.
Have fun.
Same to you guys. Thanks, Michael. Great to be with you guys.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, and on your smart speaker by asking it to play ESPN New York 98.7.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAP customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.